She morukum soro kudenga pambaite Jesu Kristu. Tukuimba chiri Kristu uyai. Uyai mwana medu mchena wakarurama. Uyai mkereke munhu mchena wakarurama. Muti batsire mchena wakarurama. Betsero inobva kwamuri, hakuna kunobva betsero kunze kwamuri mchena wakarurama. Tokutendai panguva ine mangwana nano nezvipone zvegumisa bviswa nevana venyu. Iri rairo yeshoko renyera makataura mchena wakarurama makati hunzai mumba mashe. Hanzi hatifanira kuuya tisina chatinacho mumba venyu mchena wakarurama. Nekuti Jehovha takauya nemablessing nezvatinouya nazvo kwamuri mutsvene, tinowana mablessings anobva kwamuri. Ropafadzai vana venyu vatambanudza maoko, vabvisa zvipo izvo zvine zvegumi izvozvi. Pane basa rakawanda ishe Jesu Kristu kuda kushandiswa mari idzodzi. Pane basa Jehovha remari riri kudiwa pakereke pano. Tinongoshuwa ishe Jesu Kristu kuti mubatsire vose vabvisa izvozvi Jehovha mushoko renyu. Tosati Jehovha makataura mana Malakai, makati unza imba mangu. Maunza kudaro ishe Jesu Kristu chavhunza vhura mahwindo edenga. Tosati Jehovha muchavhura mahwindo edenga kuvana venyu kuti Jehovha vavanobleswa. Muchavablesa pane zvakawanda, muchavablesa pamweya, muchavablesa panyama zvakare nekuti irairo yeshoko renyu. Tanambara nekutenda muzita Jesu Kristu ponisi wedu. Amen.
Gonna walk with Jesus one day. If I say this way, everybody will turn and face that direction. We'll be turning at 90 degrees to north, west, south, and then back east. If you don't turn, you'll be on Facebook. Every eye will be on you. I gonna match heaven. Everybody, even at home or live streaming, let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. I gonna match to heaven one day. Amen. I gonna match. If I say this way or on left turn. We turn at 90 degrees. North, west, south. Let's give the Lord a hand of applause. I gonna march to heaven one day. 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 I'm not afraid to die. Amen. Sister Nyasha, hide me away. Amen. That's the song, Sister Nyasha. Let's give the Lord a applause. Come. Amen.
God bless you, saints. Maybe I'm going to remove this. It's kind of disturbing me. Hide me away, O Lord, if I may have the words. Maybe the musicians, we can start. If I get tired along the way, He gives me power to proceed. Jesus in me has never failed me. If I get tired along the way, He gives me power to proceed. Jesus in me has never failed me yet.
said you can come. I can hardly hear you. Let's sing it.
Every chapter,
every chapter, every face,
and every life, I am trusting in His love, divine.
Every promise in the book.
Every chapter, every verse, and every line, I am trusting in His love, divine.
Every promise in the book is mine. I believe that is the prayer. Say, every promise in the book is mine. Every line, you're going to get it. It is His promise to you. If you can just grab it, this morning is going to be yours. As you were singing, shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? I'll ask Brother Innocent to open with a word of prayer and commit the preaching of the word.
Kuya mkati memba yenye ishe kuzosangana nimi. Tino ziwa baba kuti matitsa ora muzwara nasi. Kwete nekuta kukuti ishe takanaka. Asine kuti ndozwa makafano teme la
papa wako.
Kuri kita nenyasha zenye. Zino ishe kana tawe ya mkati memba yenye. Atingo ui baba kuti zozo kaisi chisina tataka takura. Mwenezwa matiko kira baba kuti zosangana nasi. Zino ishe okumusoro kudenga. Mangona nano ishe tukute vimbi so ingwe na ingwe baba. Ishe tukutora ni kutu ndoe ya makatipa. Maida kuti isha nishwe chinu mkati meopenye wedu. Baba kudenga chitungamirira zvino ishe baba pakuenderera mberi kweservice mari okumusoro kudenga tikukumbira baba kuti muchiuya imi mitens baba mubvise ishe kudenga baba kuva munhu kwedu ishe wamasimba wose baba muratidzwe muri imi ishe pakubhedheni kwakweshoko taurai muri imi ishe hatina kuya kuzonzwa munhu kana kuzonzwana napachedu asi taazonzwa imi muchitaura chitaurai baba izwi rine simba vana venyu zvino tateerera mwari wokumusoro kudenga takumbira kuti baba miromo yemunhu painogona kushanda baba wokumusoro kudenga ngaishande asi tiri kuda ishe kudenga dudziro
inobvaatibatsirei
ishe mudziyo ishe kudenga wamuri kushandisa nhasi mwari baba wokumusoro kudenga ngaingova hwamanda yamunoridza imimi tigonzwa ishe kudenga sekuda kwenyu mwari tibatsirei zvamuroda kuti tizive ndo zvatiri kufanira kuti tizive tanamata baba nekududzirwa kwaro ishe baba wokumusoro kudenga tungamirirai zvose tanamata baba tichitenda tichisiya zvose mukati memaoko enyu
Amen. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ah, that's better. So I was going to check who is not happy. Then I was going to ask the deacons to say you can just pull that person out and then call somebody to come in so that he fill in the number so that we continue with the 50 number. Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ah, that's much better. I'm also greeting those who are joining us through live streaming in the name of Jesus Christ. I know we are just the same. The spirit will be moving the same. The same way it is doing here.
We're
so thankful unto the Lord. Seeing some new faces. And also, you know, some you don't quite realize because of the coverings. Shall we stand to our feet for a scripture reading? So by God's grace, we under the circumstances, we make in our services short. The reason is there are people, in fact, the bulk are joining us through live streaming, so the cost of data, so we just make it quick. Psalms 27:1-5, so you can just join up, read in your Bibles. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, he shall set me upon a rock. Praise be the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word as you take your seats. Amen. As we introduce our subject, if we can just we'll read a quote in the message, Images of Christ, paragraph 23, the prophet says, may our hands be receptacles unto the Spirit, or vessels unto the Spirit. May we be so connected with the main line tonight that the Holy Spirit could speak to our hearts and get the glory out of his presence. So that's where we're taking our subject this morning, where the prophet is saying, may we be so connected with the main line. So we are saying this morning, connected with the main line. A main line, if one can put it, may be so clear. To simplify it is, for example, we have a line for water. You also have got a line for fuel, a line for power. So that main line is the one that brings in the bulk of whatever it is that it is transporting. If it is power, it is that one which is bringing power from the powerhouse. So if you also want to enjoy what that main line is carrying, you have to be connected well. So as long as you are connected to that main line, you know your supply is always constant. If it is power, you are connected to that main pipeline, you know for sure you also become a powerhouse.
Kana kuri kuti magetsi ari kuuya nepombiyo newe unongotozwa kuti une chokwadi chekuti magetsi uchatomawana.
But what we are saying this morning, for us to be able to draw, to enjoy the benefits of that main line, you have to be connected. Now, you have to remove those things sometimes that bring blockage even in your pipe.
Unofanira kubvisa mamwe matombo nezvimwe zvimiti zviya zvinenge zviri mupombi zvinozokanganisa kuti mafuta asanyatsofamba zvakanaka.
Now you know for sure when you don't have enough of water flowing, you call for a plumber, or if it is electricity, you call for an electrician.
Munonyatsozva zvakanaka kuti kana mvura isiri kunyatsofamba, munodai nzavaya vanouya vaya vachiita zvekujokonya vaya kuti vabvise matombo anenge aripo, kana kuti anga vari magetsi tovaya vazobvisa chinenge chichikanganisa ipa.
So this morning we are also saying we also must have to make sure that our lives there is no blockage so that you are connected so well to the main line.
Mangwanana anoti munyatsova nechokwadi chekuti iwe unyatsobvisa zvese zvaunozva kuti zvingakanganisa kuti ugamuchire zvaunofanira kuti ugamuchire zvobviswa zvese kuitira kuti ukwanise kugamuchira zvaunofanira kugamuchira.
When there is no blockage,
kana pasina chiri kukanganisa,
then everything flows in so well.
Zvese zvinonyatsofamba zvakanaka.
You become a powerhouse.
Iwe unotozova gwenya resimba.
Because there is free flow. One time Isaiah came into the temple of the Lord. He saw seraphims. With twain they covered their faces. With twain they covered their feet. And with twain they did fly. He said one was crying to the other and saying, "Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord." What was happening there? They were worshipping the Lord. The reason why they were doing that with so joy, they were connected to the main line. But to Isaiah, he could not. He then said, "Woe unto me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell amongst people of unclean lips. But praise be the name of the Lord." Then flew one of the seraphims with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from off the altar with a tongue, and touched his lips. He said, "Thy sins have been forgiven. Thy iniquity is purged." A voice was heard in heaven, "Who shall I send? Who shall go for us?" Now, after the purging of his sins, Isaiah was now connected to the main line. He said, "Here I am. Send me, Lord." I am looking for a sister this morning who is saying, "I don't care how many sins I've committed, but this morning I want my life to be fixed. I want to be connected to the main line so that when a voice is proclaimed to say, 'Who shall I send? Who shall go for us?' you can say, 'Here I am, sent me, Lord.'" Glory be to God. Brother and sister, there are some things that brings blockade even in our lives. But this morning we are saying, everything that brings blockage even in our lives, we want it out. You know exactly what is coming to you, what is bringing something as a blockage in your life. Even if it is hate, brother and sister, we are saying this morning, it has to go. It has to go, brother and sister. If you just make that very decision to say, "I want to follow Christ. I want to be connected to the main line." Ah, brother and sister, your duty as a person is, just call the electrician. Your duty is just to make that phone call to the electrician. How he fixes that, it is up to the electrician. He is trained to do that. This morning, brother and sister, Open your heart. Open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. To say, come into my heart. And then speak. He will fix your connection. You will be connected with the main line. Glory be to God. These habits, ancestral spirits, bringing blockage in our lives, they have to go, brother and sister. Fear, it has to go. Even backbiting, it has to go. Because it brings blockage, brother and sister. Evil thoughts, loose tongues, wrong sites that we visit, watch, even worry, brother and sister. Why do you need to worry? It brings even a blockage in your life. But we want to say, we are saying this morning, we want to be connected to the main line. Glory be to God. We want brothers who are connected. We want sisters who are connected. You confess your sins. Then you are establishing a connection to the main line. The devil, he comes. You tell him, I have made my life right. My connection is right. You tell him, out in the name of Jesus Christ. He has to obey that. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Our first court, or second court, Jehovah Jireh. The prophet tells us a story of that slave who was taken far away from Africa. Now he went to a faraway country. But he remained connected to the main line. Even the way he was conducting himself, he realized, yes, I am a son of a king, even though I'm far away country, but I have to be connected to my headquarters. So the prophet is talking about that. So somebody had come to buy slaves. So the broker looked a lot of slaves, then he put his eyes on this particular one. And then he said he wants this one, who had his chest out and his chin up. And then he said, I want to buy this one. But the owner said, he is not for sale. He said, is he the boss of all rest of them? He said, no, he's just a mere slave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he said, does he eat differently? But said, no, they all eat out there in the galley together. Said, what makes him so different than the other slaves? He said, I often wondered too, till I found out that, you see, over in the homeland, his father is a king of a tribe. And though he is an alien, yet he knows he is a son of a king. And he conducts himself like one. If a Negro in slavery could know that his father was a king of a tribe, what kind of a conduct ought men and women who know that God is our king? Though we are aliens walking here in this land, pilgrims and strangers professing that we are Abraham's seed, we are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. What ought all our conduct be? Not like the world, but we should act as sons and daughters of God. Conduct ourselves like the king's children, not like slaves of fashions and slaves of passion and slaves of pride. I did also realize you can be a slave of pride. What a stubborn, evil demon pride is. As we are establishing connection to the mainline, brother, if pride is also a demon that's worrying you, you have to speak it out to say, I don't want to be a slave of pride. Because I am a son and daughter of God. And you act like it. And you conduct ourselves in that way. The prophet goes on to talk about the same indoors, in a door. And then he says, and though he is an alien, about the same person, the slave, he conducts himself like a king's son. Oh, I thought this thing for Christianity. Women stop that wearing them clothes like that. Men stop that telling them smart jokes and all that stuff. We are sons and daughters of God. Dress like a queen. Dress like a lady. Act like a gentleman. Don't let your hair grow down like that. The Bible says it is wrong. Nature teaches you for a man to have long hair. And it's a disgrace and a common thing for even a woman to pray with her hair cut. An abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to a man. The great unchanging God doesn't change. What are we saying this morning? We want that connection to be fixed. When that connection is fixed, brother and sister, things become all right. The reason sometimes we don't even approach God, we know our connection is not right. You know, even if I pray, my prayer won't be heard because there is no connection there. In 2 Kings chapter 1, King Ahaziah, he was sick. And he was not connected with the main line. So he could not go and ask God to say, am I going to be healed? He then sent messengers to go and inquire of Beelzebub. But the angel of the Lord came to one who was connected with the main line. His name was Elijah. So he went and met up with the messengers. He said, is there no God that you are going to inquire of Beelzebub? He was then told to say, go tell your king, he is going to die. That is a man who has connection with the main line. Ahab was not connected. He had to go to the witch of Endo. Because he realized his line was not fixed. Don't worry about the conduct of other people, brother. What is important, ensure your line is fixed. When your line is fixed, brother and sister, when situations come, you can go, brother, through the main line. It is just not a matter of being connected. But you have to be connected well, correctly, and genuinely. Even in our natural brother, there are things that are connected but illegally. You call the people who give us, well, okay, you know, somehow they connect you. In fact, they are not supposed to have connected you because you have to pay. Okay, they disconnect you, you know it.
Amen.
You are disconnected and you are asked to pay, say, pay so many thousands for them to connect you. But there are some people who go through the wrong way. So that their connection is done, but it's illegal. Now, that will not last long. So we are talking of a genuine connection. When you are connected genuinely, you know for sure when there is a problem or there is a short in electricity, you can call the power utility. They will come. In fact, they should apologize for having made some a short job. But if your connection is illegal, there is no way you are going to call the power utility. So this morning, we are looking for a genuine connection. You say, be connected to the main line properly. Such that when disaster comes, when you have an issue, you pick up the call, you phone Jesus Central, you say, I have a problem here, my child is sick, my child is not feeling well. Because you are connected to your brother, heaven will answer. It is not these natural calls where sometimes you are told the number you are dialed is busy. When you call heaven central, brother, it doesn't matter how many people have called the same number at the same time. It will not declare number busy. You phone it, brother and sister. As long as your connection to the main line is right, my angel shall go before thee, the prophet says, paragraph 7. Now, along the journey, he promised to supply everything that we need of. As long as your connection to the main line, brother, is right. Whatsoever you will ask my Father in my name, that will I do. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. He gave us the strongest weapon that is in the world, that's prayer. Prayer changes things. Brother and sister, we are saying this morning, just ensure your connection to the main line is right. When you pray, prayer changes things. The Christian doesn't realize what a force he has when he kneels on his knees before the Almighty in the name of Jesus Christ. He doesn't realize what power that is. Brother and sister, what is important? We are saying make sure the connection to the main line is right. Thunders, you might know what thunders are. The trumpets, you might know. The vials you might know. Rapture you might even know. Tribulation you might even know. But if you are not connected to the mainline correctly, this is mere head knowledge. Anyone who went to school can tell to say the first seal, second seal is there. You can read, brother and sister. You can tie the scriptures because it's written. But if you are not connected to the main line well, brother, it will not take you anywhere. When you read and you know under even the sixth seal, Moses and Elijah will come. Hallelujah. Yes, you know that. What should it teach you? What should it trigger to you to realize under the seventh seal, the coming of the word handed over to the prophet 28th of February 1963. What should it trigger to you, brother and sister, to say rapture is so close? And you also know that tribulation is coming. Now, that should ensure you say, Lord, I want my connection to be right. Because if your connection is not right, you won't go into the rapture. You will go right through tribulation. So your knowledge of the word should ensure that instills something to say, quick, quick, I need to be connected. Now, if all that was in God was poured into Christ, and all that was in Christ was poured into the church, who do we call church, brother and sister? Church is you as an individual. The one who is connected to the mainliner. If you are connected to the mainline, brother, and then you realize, I am praying for something, and that something is not coming, the prophet teaches us a story to say, ask for a stepladder. You see, you have prayed, you want to pick this one, and you see it is a little bit higher. You ask for a stepladder. Stepladder, the ones that you use to climb or those things up. Yes, so you ask for that. The prophet says that in the message, Elijah,
26.
So the prophet saying, so he's saying, yes, it's almost like you've got an arcade, an arcade where you've got lots of stores where you go in. And then we've got the parkade where the cars, they park. So you are in the arcade. And you are passing through, you're looking at things. And then said, you see a shelf there. Said, upon this shelf here, there is justification by faith. And over there, there is sanctification through the blood. And up is here, there is joy, there is peace, long suffering, goodness, and gentleness. Something is hanging a little higher. And then you can't get them, but you got a stepladder over there in the corner. Let's get up, look at it, and see what it looks like. If you can't reach up to divine healing, take God's stepladder. Reach up and find out what's all about. It all belongs to you, right? In the same message, Jehovah Jireh talking about the same thing again. The prophet saying, so you bought a home. It was mine. And you sort of like a prospector.
Amen.
So you go around to dig around to find out what it is. So he is saying you bought a house or you bought something, a property. So as a prospector or somebody or a new heir, you have to go and inspect. You're also finding out, yes, what is it that I've purchased? Yeah, so that's what he's saying. You go around, you find out what you got. I am an heir of salvation. I am an heir to divine healing. I am an heir of heaven. I am an heir to the earth. I am an heir, joint heir with Christ in all things. You are not a cheap person, brother and sister. Being an heir of heaven, but it takes something before you can be an heir. Make sure your connection to the main line is right. Just go down a little bit where it says, and if some place looks just a little bit high, so you are walking around in the arcade and then you see something, it's a little bit high. I will just get me a step ladder. Walk right up and pull it down. And look at it, see what it belongs to me. It's all mine. That's the way it is in the Bible. If anything looks too far away or too big or too high, just get down on your knees. That's your step ladder. So this is what the prophet is telling you. If you want to get rid of something and you realize you cannot, ask for your step ladder. Go down on your knees in prayer. Just keep moving right up till you touch it. Look it over it. Belongs to you. It's all yours. It's for every believer. How many believers do we have this morning? The prophet is saying it is yours. Use your stepladder, which is prayer. And when you pray, brother and sister, you enforce on the devil. Say it as you feel it. The prophet says, I like this. He is praying and he's saying, in the message, and thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. He's saying, and Satan, you might as well to go speaking your breaks. Look at the prayer of somebody who is connected to the main line. He doesn't negotiate with the devil. He is instructing the devil. He is saying, you got to apply your brakes right now. Because I charge you by Jesus Christ that you turn these people loose throughout the world, wherever this message may go. It applies to Zimbabwe. It applies to Harare. It applies to East Little Tabernacle. It applies to your home. Where you are watching live streaming, this message is being preached. The devil was told to say, turn them loose. Glory be to God. This is the prayer of somebody who is connected with the main line. I claim them. They are bought. They are not their own. I am not my own. Whoever wants to touch me has to touch my owner. The Lord Jesus Christ is my owner. The main line is my owner. so I can challenge any devil. They are bought with a price. The royal seed of Abraham. The Lord Jesus Christ. Tell off the devil. Thou filthy, dirty, stinking hypocrite. Deceiver of men. Leading them blindly into the ditches of hell. Turn them loose. I charge you by the living God, by the sacrifice of his son, that you turn them loose, that their souls may be changed and be charged with his blessing and with his presence, that they might possess the gate of the enemy. I like somebody who is connected because he doesn't fear. He declares it, brother and sister. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Even in a battlefield, brother, when I know the natural, when they are fighting, they should ensure the communication line with the headquarters is right. Otherwise, if they run out of of ammunition, they can't call for reinforcement. But brother, sometimes there is no need to call headquarters. You can declare yourself to be the headquarters. You make that decision. You might not even need to call or to consult headquarters. Headquarters will hear it as a testimony. We are looking for sisters who, when brother comes from work, he is waiting, or the sister is waiting for the brother to come to give a testimony. Because she is connected to the main line. Ah, brother, sometimes you don't need somebody even to pray for you. Because you are connected yourself. You can pray direct. I'm thinking of Hezekiah. Thus says the Lord had declared. Through a prophet, a mighty prophet. You know, a prophet is connected to the main line. So he came and declared to say, you, Hezekiah, set your house in order, you are going to die. Hezekiah did not argue with the prophet. But he went to God. The reason is his line of connection with God was proper. He said, Lord, I know this is your servant, the prophet. I know his connection to you is right and is clear. But I also know my connection with you is also clear. Dying, yes, I'm going to die. This is what you declared for humanity. But so that it be shown that my connection with you is right, I don't want to die now. When your connection is right, brother and sister, you speak what you want. That's where we heard, thus says the Lord, was changed. The other time we talk about this King Ahab. He went to ask somebody a wish because his line was not right. But look at the person whose connection is right. He doesn't go to witches. He goes straight to the main line. I'm encouraging you, brother and sister. If there is something that is between you and the main line, have it fixed. So that when disaster comes, you go straight to the main line. Hallelujah. If you see you don't have joy, you can go straight and say, Father, I want joy because your connection is right. Glory be to God.
Amen.
We are lively stones. Lively stones, brother. And we should be full of power. Because we are taking the power from the main line. And anything that touches us, it should be shaken. Because we are a mighty powerhouse. Because our connection to the main line is right. Brother and sister, the reason why he came to die for you on the cross of Calvary is to ensure your connection with the main line is established. Glory be to God. Sometimes, brother, like I said, you don't have to consult headquarters. You speak things into out of existence. Because you are connected. Look at Daniel, right? He was thrown in the lion's den. Because his connection was right. Look at the Hebrew boys. Going to be thrown in the fire. Their connection was right. Brother and sister, when your connection to God is right, we can say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You don't fight your battles because your connection is right. The Lord fights your battles because you are well connected. What is important for you, brother and sister? Just ensure your connection is right. God will take care of the rest. That's not for you, brother and sister, to do. Your duty is to ensure you confess your sins. You stop your lying, you stop your gossip, you stop your backbiting. That is your duty. That is to establish the connection. Now, once you do that, leave everything to God. Now, whatever wants to come your way, remember he is the mother eagle. We are living in the seventh age, which is the eagle age. Brother, we are told naturally, an eagle is very swift and is heavenly bound. Though it is far away, it will be watching to say, what is happening to my children? Let an enemy make a rude way towards the children. The eagle could be 3 kilometers away. The enemy might not even be seeing it. But because there is a clear line of communication between the young ones here and Mother Eagle, Mother Eagle sees disaster is approaching towards her young ones. As a caring mother, as a swift mother, she trusts her two God-given privileged wings. From 3 kilometers away, swiftly it flies and get a hold of that problem. Brother, sister, I'm asking you, make sure your line is clear. Make sure your line is established, brother. Such that even if ancestral spirit coming your way, before it reaches you, brother and sister, swiftly Mother Eagle will come. Oh, brother and sister, we read in the scriptures. We can just read it again. The Bible is telling us here, glory be to God. He's saying, when the wicked, not somebody who is nice, wicked, even mine enemies and foes, come to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So, brother, this happens to somebody whose line of communication is right. Your line of communication is right. You can. You shall not fear anything. God is your shepherd. But you can't say the Lord is my shepherd when the line of communication is not right. So, brother, we are saying this morning, there could be things that are troubling you. Make sure your communication channel to the Lord is established. When it is established, you can then go and pray and ask. Ah, brother, when the communication channel is right, prayer is answered. Prayer changes things. There is nothing that can stand when a believer, not a mighty big believer, but the weakest of them believers, when the weakest of them believers kneel down to pray, there is trouble in hell. So, brother and sister, we are saying, let's restore the communication. Let's restore the connection. Now we can sing, how great thou art, because there is a connection. We can say, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Brother and sister, because you are drawing in from the main line, you can face tomorrow, brother. You know your tomorrow is bright because you don't care of yourself. He cares for you. He cares for you, brother. If he cares for a sparrow, oh, one friend of mine wrote me this one. I liked it. He said, if God cares for a mosquito that even bites the Son of God, how much more the Son of God? Brother, we need stubborn faith. Oh, for those people who grew up in the rurals, I don't know how they're doing it these days, but I know when they were taking cows or cattle to the deep tank. So it's almost a pool like we have here. So a cow is taken in there, it jumps right into the pool. If it jumps into the pool, they put some medicine, maybe, I don't know if it's still DDT. Now, as it jumps in, yes, and then it's cured. But I remember also, there were some cows, when you were taking them to the deep tank, you see there are a lot of ticks on it. It will be refusing to go into the pool. Brother and sister, you take sticks. Sometimes you have to beat it. Now, as long as it jumps into that pool, the tick won't say, you didn't want to jump in, therefore I will remain here. As long as it is put into that pool, even against its will, the tick has to die. The tick has to die. Brother and sister, it doesn't matter. Even if we force you to have the connection done, as long as the connection to the main line is established, no demon will stand on the way. I challenge any demon in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother, we are saying as long as the connection line is established, even your business which was going under, you can even say in the name of Jesus, I speak that it be revived. Ah, it is possible, brother and sister. My King David, he said, I was young. I am old. I have never seen the righteous begging for bread. I have been young and now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. This is a scripture, brother and sister. We cannot lay it to lie here in the pages of the Bible. If you establish your connection with your Maker, if you see I'm about to beg for bread, you can say, Lord, this is the scripture. You say, Lord, what did your friend say? I am quoting in Psalms 37, verse 25. Let me read what your friend declared. Now I also am a seed of your friend. I am about to beg for bread. If I do this, Lord, this will bring your word even to disrepute. Brother, if your connection to the main line is right, something will happen. Elisha, there was hunger in Samaria. People ate a young one of one sister. But then there was this. Elisha was passing by and he heard sisters arguing. He was connected to the main line. He then said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thy says the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. He is speaking about it the day when people were about to kill a baby to eat because there was hunger. But because he was connected to the main line, he said something out of the ordinary. To say, not next month, but not next week, but tomorrow. Brother, if you are connected, if you establish your connection to the main line, you will do things that people will turn their heads. In the Bible, God did something until they then said, this is the finger of God. Malachi 4 students, seventh messenger, seventh church age, the people they know their God shall do exploits. It is those people who are connected to the main line. Brother, the prophet came. The seals were revealed. One of those things was to turn the hearts of children back to their Pentecostal fathers. Peter, when he is walking, he is mere shadow. Because he was so connected to the main line, he said, I can't pray for all of you. You are too many. As I walk, just lay on my shadow. Not on me, my shadow. This is exactly where we're being pointed to. That is Peter. He will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10. Which are the revelations contained in the seven seals.
Amen.
It will be this divinely revealed mystery, truth, brother, to literally turn the hearts of the children to the Pentecostal fathers. Now the prophet says this mystery truth is going to usher in faith to turn us into the rapture. Brother, I am saying before the rapture comes, we should do them exploits. We are waiting on you, brother. We are waiting for you, sister, to show, to declare those exploits. Ah, the devil is a liar. You tell him off. You are too late, Satan. I have been told to establish my connection to the main line. Brother, even if it's a blockage, if the plumber comes in and he fixes, if impata is passing through, it has to pass through because there is no more blockage. I am challenging you this morning, brother and sister. If you fix your life, that thing was holding you, it will never stand on your line. Brother, we are saying, try my God. To say, Lord, I have fixed my life. Lord, I'm ready to see the supernatural. As we rise to our feet, Martha, she had her connection right. And her brother, Lazarus, had died. She said, I have consent, I have approval to go and tell the main line. She told the main line, my brother, your friend is dead. And then the main line declared, Lazarus, come forth. Is there something that is dead in your life? Call upon the main line. The main line is going to do something. Glory be to God.
Amen.
How great thou art. I just want to sing that one. We want to thank him because he is so great. Through the woods, when you hear the birds singing swiftly, because you are connected, or you thank him for coming to die on the cross of Calvary to establish that connection. Now you can speak. Oh, brother and sister.
Oh, Lord my God, when I'm in awesome wonder,
consider
all.
Hallelujah.
How well thy hands have, I see the stars, see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout. Then sings my soul, my soul, my Savior, for to thee. How great thou, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my soul, my Savior, for to thee.
Let's go to the next verse. Let's go to the next verse. Next verse. Next verse. Listen to this one.
When I think and when I think,
his son not sparing.
That God
glory.
Not
he sent him to die for you, brother and sister.
Sent him to die.
Why? To make sure the connection is there. Glory. He bled and died, brother and sister, for you. Glory. Let's sing it.
This is my soul. My Savior called to me. How great thou, how great thou art.
How great thou art.
Then sing my soul.
Brother Tsikirai, come. Close with a word of prayer, Brother Tsikirai. When Christ shall come, with a shout of acclamation, to take you home, brother and sister. Oh, what joy shall fill my heart, because your connection is right to the main line. Hallelujah. Gonna proclaim. He is so great. Let's raise our hands as we sing it.
Even Joseph Ishe, Pakanga Arikufu, Waishe, he was highly connected to Jesus Christ. Akangari connected Kamuri, not even Akumawa Keshe, Kanapakas of Tengesa, Wakam Kanda Ishe, Mugumbakas of Burisak and of Egypt, because he was highly connected to Ishe to the mainline, Akwansa was at a governor in that land. We also remember of Mishak Shatik and Abednego, Lord Jesus Christ. Because they were highly connected, Lord Jesus Christ, to the main line. Vakanga wasina kuchika, vakapinda mugomba ishe, vakabuda, imi makapinda imo makavajoina. Daku tenda ishe, neshokurungu ya kupesa ni profetisa. Daku tenda ya sakara ishe, nekuti munotida ishe, nekuti jimi mega ishe, makaya makatitora ishe, kutataka rasika, kitaura zakata, ataida ishe, sishinyu sato 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 s
ndakunamatira Ishe mwene mwari munhu Ishe akwanisa kuuya varopafadze Ishe kana pane zvavari kushuvira Ishe vape Ishe may all the sick be healed with those with persons be answered kana pane avo Ishe vanga vachiona even palive vari kuona palive stream Ishe tokumbira mablessings enyu Ishe Jesu Kristu chinoziva Ishe this pandemic Ishe that is causing us Lord Jesus Christ to be sort of like separated we want it Lord Jesus Christ to be put under control we know Lord Jesus Christ that you are above God you will always give us the best heavenly Father Father, as we leave to our different places, Lord, take us out and give us a wonderful time today. As we commit each and every one, divine prayer.
God bless you. I'm told there's a baby to be dedicated. So we want to thank the Lord. Thanks. And also want to say thank you for may the Lord bless you. Even for those who are on live streaming. God bless you. Let's keep our connections right. And connected with the main line. Nothing will stand. As the parents can even bring the children while I'm making these remarks. We want to thank the Lord so much. Babies can still be dedicated. Courtships can still be announced. We still can love one another. We are bringing them in. Brother Makona and Sister Makona.
Brother na Sister Makona.
Brother Wedenga and Sister Wedenga.
Brother Wedenga na Sister Wedenga.
Tiri Wedenga. Father, we want to thank you for this time that you've given to us. We bring Lazarus, a baby that you gave precious brother Makona and his wife. We realize, Lord, especially now that the world we're living in is so evil. So many sicknesses, but Father, we know we are protected in the word. We come with this baby in dedication, Lord. If there's still time before your coming, Lord, we pray, Lord, that this baby grow under the fear and admonition of your word, Lord. That baby will be protected, O Jehovah. Lord Jesus Christ, that Lord God, even the parents too, Father, help them, Lord. We know raising children in this difficult time is difficult. But Father, we believe in you because you are Jehovah Jireh. Because you provide all our needs, even the needs of our young ones. That's why we come, Lord, in dedication of Lazarus, as we commit him in dedication. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My pleasure, Lord, to be holding Samuel, Lord, in your hands, Lord. Father, a testimony from you, Lord. We are so thankful, Father. We receive this gift with thanksgiving, and we give it back to you, Father. Lord Jesus Christ, O God, we know you are protecting Samuel already, Father. Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord God, for that, Lord.